You're listening to Mrugashira, a podcast for PR and communication folks. He's a career communicator, life and leadership coach. He says a year ago, he got exposed to mental health issues and the enormity of it. He's the vice chair of Weber Shandwick India. He is also the strongest advocate to address mental health issues in our sector. I spoke to Nikhil Day.
Let me start by asking you that, you know, we all know that PR is one of the most stressed professions, right? And stress can also lead to mental health issues. And we have seen that, you know, happening to people around us. So my question to you is, do PR agencies across the board take mental health issues and stress particularly a bit seriously?
Yes, Radha. No, I think the world is taking mental health seriously right now. And definitely, as a subset of that, the agency ecosystem is paying a lot of attention. This pandemic has put mental health on the map in a significant way.
Yeah.
Every industry, every leader, it is now part of our broader lexicon. So mm-hmm. I think the world has unmuted itself about it,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's just the beginning. So it's like the wheel is turning. Now, mm-hmm. what do we do with it? Where do we go from here? Because paying lip service to it is not enough.
Correct.
Right? Just talking about it is not enough, though it's a huge step. The fact that you and I are even talking about this topic today is wonderfully encouraging, because in talking about it, we legitimize it.
Correct.
Right, we take the stigma away from it.
Correct.
And we accept that, yes, this is a part of life, one that we need to find ways through.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll end this answer by saying that I love to look at it not just as a mental health in the illness zone, right, or the but the wellness zone. Like in medicine, you talk about preventive healthcare. Right,
yes.
And there's so much that you can do to remain mentally healthy and mentally agile. And I think in our industry, the PR industry, that's so important, because we are a hotbed of creativity. Our job is about bringing our creative best to bear on whatever it is that we want to communicate. And when you're in a mentally well, agile, great space is when creativity flows. When you're anxious and fearful and not in a great space, you're not going to bring your A game to work.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that brings me to, two questions out of that. One was what you rightly pointed out in terms of this is just the beginning. So
yes.
what should be done next, or where should be heading towards, one? And second is that, you must have mentored, hundreds and thousands of youngsters who have come into the profession. What do you tell them? I mean, how do you sort of mentor them to handle all the stress that the job throws at them?
Yeah, so I think this needs to be looked at an industry level. So mm-hmm. one of the steps that I've been catalytic in is working with the PRCAI, which is the Public Relations Consultants Association of India,
yeah.
And volunteering and putting my hand up saying that I will be a champion of this topic on behalf of the industry through the PRCAI. So mm-hmm. we've done a number of things at an industry level, right?
Okay.
And that, I think, then triggers or opens the eyes of different PR firms to look at what from that body of work they want to pick up.
Okay.
So, for example, we began a campaign called Talk to a Friend,
mm-hmm.
which then evolved into Talk to a Coach,
okay.
because there are two things. So I think the start point of this is to make it personal, make it about me.
Okay.
Right, and that's what I tell everybody. I don't pretend to be a qualified mental health practitioner, but I am definitely invested in my own mental health and well-being.
Okay.
And therefore, I ask every team member, everybody who comes to me to have a conversation, saying, start with yourself.
Okay.
And when I look at starting with myself and how I dealt with this lockdown and a lot of the angst that is in it, in the initial phases, I was wearing this hero hat, right? I'm good. I'm super. I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, the great boss, the good father, the great husband. But somewhere around 2 months into it, and I had put everything else on pause, I had a session with my coach. And in that session, my coach unearthed for me the fact that I was anything but okay. I was dealing with a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of problems, and I wasn't accepting it.
Okay.
And she helped me give it a name. And therefore, I am introducing this phrase is, I say name it to tame it. Not my phrase, a phrase by somebody called Dr. Dan Sigal, who's done a huge amount of work on it, but it's worked for me. So the minute I can name my anxiety, name my fear, name tension, name my stress, name my worry, it's the beginning of accepting that, yes, I have this problem. And my stress monster is my son's education and future, right? Okay. I'm so worried about it all the time, obsessing about it. So now I have a name. And when I see it coming, I say, oh, okay, I can see that monster coming. So I've given it a name. And that enables me, just see the tone of this conversation changes from being so heavy, so difficult, so scary, to saying, okay, I've got a handle on it. And it's not that it's gone away. I can just see it coming. And I have the tools now to deal with it. So I often tell people awareness and acceptance of how you're feeling, and then having the courage, the conviction to say that it's okay to not be okay, to share that with my family, with my workspace, tell people that, look, I'm feeling this right now, but I'm dealing with it. Anybody takes that stance to say that, yes, I'm comfortable talking about it. I have found the tools to cope with something that is causing me stress or anxiety. We are moving well into the zone of being mentally well. Okay. And that's what I'm so keen to get more and more people onto that sort of bandwagon or boat.
Yeah, it's in a way good because, you know, the way you're explaining it to me, I see it as, you know, you're almost becoming like, in our terminology, if you were to use it, like a celebrity or somebody who can look up to, because you have been an industry veteran and people can now, it's like, if I see you going through this and I see you dealing with it, then it gives me the confidence that I should also come out and, you know, talk about it, right? I mean, I think more and more senior people in the industry probably should come together to address this, and that gives the confidence, because this is an industry that has a lot of youngsters. I'm guessing that, you know, people under 30 are more than, you know, some of the other industries, let's say, right? I mean, and for them, it is, I see this more of a confidence building measure.
So no, so celebrity and veteran, no. Lifelong learner, yes. But I think anybody who opens up and has the courage and the comfort to talk about it is going to be one more drop in that ocean. One more person who unmutes themselves. One more person who says, yes, I'm part of the solution, rather than trying to say that, no, this may happen to others, but I'm okay. And it's not always about... It's like different days you have different situations. Some days you can be in a place where you are really on top of the world and you don't have to be always in that hollow or in that trough in order to evangelize it. But if you care enough about the topic and if you've seen how it has helped you bounce back, then even on the day when you're on top, you can be a flag bearer for this topic to get more and more people comfortable expressing themselves, unmuting themselves, taking that step. And, you know, I understand it. It's easy to talk about, but there is a huge worry that, you know, if I tell my boss or if my company finds out, what will they think, right? Will they look at me differently? And I'm not saying that stigma is going to go away, but that doesn't mean you don't go in search of help. So if you're not confident going to your immediate circle for help, go outside of it, right? Which is, there are many, many platforms and free resources available online which offer you anonymity. But don't bottle it up. Don't hold it in. Find a way to find a solution is the message. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Nikhil. But I do want to understand, is it something that is, you know, because we do have a lot of employees who are women, right? And because... there are quite a few things that one has to juggle both, you know, at the personal front as well as at work. Do you think that is also a contributing factor for, you know, stress and issues like mental health going up in PR and communication industry? Do you see any correlation there?
You know, diversity and inclusion is a is a vast topic, right? And you brought in the angle to it. I actually look at mental health as the next frontier of diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
Because if we are able to normalize and bring the set of people who are at different levels dealing with mental health related issues, which is a huge proportion of the population and therefore of the workforce, we would be bringing all that we are trying to do to make it a more diverse workplace, not just from a gender point of view, but from this point of view. And I was listening to another podcast the other day where I learned something interesting, saying there is a lot of already fantastic work being done around diversity when it comes to the gender parity issue and trying to break through the glass ceiling and that, and fantastic work. If you annex, say, mental health onto a group of smart young say women leaders or just smart young leaders who are championing diversity in the gender sense and add this to their vocabulary, you are going to multiply the ability to bring these set of people into mainstream work in a way that is going to unleash so much positivity. And I think the last thing I'd say on this is, whenever you make diversity conversations about the recipient or the beneficiary of that policy, we are missing the point. The point is that organizations, countries, communities stand to benefit. So the what's in it for me to embrace and create a diverse and inclusive workspace, a safe workspace, is because my company will do better, because I will do better. It's not about the other. It is about the organization getting and reaping huge benefits. And therefore, you're not doing anybody any favors. Okay. And that switch is really important, because then it becomes about, wow, if I do this, there can be so much good that can come out of it for my company, for my clients, for my people. Not just for that one set who you're trying to bring into the mainstream.
So if I were to ask you to give one message to all, you know, our fellow professionals and colleagues on mental health and opening up, what would that be?
So I think unmute yourself is a rallying cry that I've lent my voice to. And I would ask everyone who's heard this, who it has touched in any way, to don't try and change anybody else. Just see what you can do. Can you unmute yourself? Can you become a champion, at least an enabler, a catalyst for making the stigma of mental health in the workplace go away by opening up yourself, by talking, by allowing space for this conversation to build? And the ideas and the creative energies of the PR industry is fantastic. So the specifics and the tactics will flow. But we have to just create the space for it to come on to the table from under the table.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrugashira. Adios.